Well, I wonder, how would you like to have Jacob and Esau in your family? Double trouble, weren't they? Double trouble. They were twins, yes, but so different from one another. Esau was red and hairy, like a human rug, costing the family a fortune in shampoo, I should think. And his brother Jacob, on the other hand, was smooth, and perhaps too smooth, quite slippery, wasn't he, in his nature? Esau and Jacob, rough and smooth. I think I'm going to call them the Velcro twins. Do you know Velcro? I've got some here with me. Velcro is very handy for bringing things together. One part of the Velcro is really smooth, and the other part of the Velcro is very rough and has hooks on it. And if I bring them together like that, we can fasten them tightly together and they stick. If you're young enough or of a certain age, you might have Velcro shoes, or you might use a bag at school that has Velcro on it. It's a very, very useful. And you can buy Velcro. Some people say it's a rip-off. But Esau and Jacob were the Velcro twins because, born together, they were so close. But in their sin, the wrong choices pulled them apart. Oops, I managed to pull a microphone apart. There we are. I think it got stuck to the Velcro, didn't it? And that happens a lot in families, doesn't it? It might happen in your family today when we pull apart from one another. Sometimes we're responsible, sometimes we're not responsible. Some things hold us together and some things pull us apart. And isn't it true that the family at home is where our faith in God is tested the most, isn't it, by those who know us best of all? Not our Sunday best, but they know us Monday to Saturday as well. So we ask today, how does God want us to behave towards each other? How does God want his families to look like? Well, God has placed us in families to be together. Families are God's idea. He is, as Scripture says, the Father of all, from whom every family on earth receives its name. God has placed us in families to be together. And it's God who gives our homes and families the love that we need. God has the grace that we need. God has the forgiveness that we need. And when we are in our need, in our families, when there's struggles and difficulties, it's then we can look up to God and say, God, you are here standing in our midst, as we sang, standing in our midst, right in the middle of my family, right in the middle of my difficulty or any trouble or argument or separation. Lord, I want you to come and be right in the middle of it. And God can bring the changes and the healing that we long for. We heard those well-known words from 1 Corinthians. Well-known, but are they well-practiced? We will experience more love and peace in our homes and relationships if we choose to be patient instead of impatient, to be kind instead of mean, to be content instead of envious, to be humble instead of boastful or proud, to be polite instead of rude, generous instead of selfish, and tolerant instead of always seeing the differences. Jesus shows us how to love, how to be a family. Some things we can't change. We can't change other people. But some things are in our power. And it's those things that I have named just there. And if we today can just move a little bit closer to God, be a bit more like Jesus, we will move that little bit closer to being the families that God wants us to be the church that God wants to be. And the power of the Holy Spirit is that Velcro that brings us together, that holds us strong and unites us as a family, as a church. I read that Velcro is so strong that just a tiny piece is strong enough to hold a person. It's a pity we haven't got time for a demonstration. But it's stronger than you think. And I want to say to you, you are stronger than you think. You are stronger in God than you think. He can do far more than we can ask or think. So likewise, just a little bit of that practical love in our families can make all the difference. So let's learn from Esau and Jacob. Learn from their mistakes. This week, in our homes and in our families, let's have a little less aggro and a little more Velcro.